Blog Talk Radio.
If you're here to enjoy the tea, then feel free to chat with me. Come on and talk to me. I really wanna know.
Hey everyone, thank you guys so much for your patience. I hope everybody can hear me. We had to move everything over, y'all. Y'all done crashed my damn app. I can't believe some people showed up and the app, honey, was not apping. We ran a test run earlier in the day and people were able to get in, people were able to talk, but I think it was just so many people because when we did the test run earlier, it was just 100. They had to be like close to like 400 people on that app. And I just think it caused a lot of strain. So it just was not working. So we decided to move everything over here to Blog Talk Radio as a backup because we still got to do this show. The show must go on regardless. So thank y'all for y'all's patience in letting me just move everything over here. So we'll be doing the call-in if you guys want to talk and state your opinion on the topic, which is about Nicki and Megan, the diss tracks. You know, whose team are y'all on? How do y'all feel about all the drama that's gone down? Please make sure you stick to the topic. But right now, like I was saying before on the app, Nicki's back ranting. She's on Station Head basically saying that Meg Thee Stallion, the whole situation with her getting shot by Tory, that's not how it happened. She's talking about, you know, Kylie putting her out. She's basically trying to tell her narrative as to what she heard happen. And if you guys do not know, Richard Kenka, who is Megan, the girl Megan's Law, Megan Kenka, that's who the law was after. Her father is out now and her father is really upset. And the father feels like, you know, Megan had no business putting his daughter in this rap song. He feels like the song is very vulgar and now he's looking to sue. But I don't think he has a case at all because one, he said he hadn't even heard the song. He only heard about the drama from his other children. But two, I feel like she brought more attention to the song. So it's like, how can you be mad? Most people did not know about Megan's Law and she brought a lot of attention to it. And it's freedom of speech. You know, the situation is unfortunate, but I don't think he has a case. I think, you know, unfortunately he's low-key clout chasing. So I want to hear from you. I'm going to start taking calls because I know it's getting late. So let me start with the people who are on here the longest. And I just want to hear from people. Let's keep it respectful, but everybody's definitely, you know what I'm saying, you guys are able to have your own opinion. I want to hear from the Barbs. I want to hear from the Stallions, you know, Barty Gang, just whatever you think about the whole situation. So let me start with the first caller, area code 484. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. So unmute your microphone.
Hello? Hi, Sweet. Can you hear me?
I can. And who is this?
Hi, it's Dami Love from the Discord.
Okay, thank you for calling in. You sound great.
Yes.
So what do you think about all of this drama that's going on with Nicki Minaj and Meg and just this whole weekend was just nuts?
Yeah, it's been a long 72 hours, T. That was a lot. I did not expect for all of that to happen. Because, so at first, like, I didn't run to go listen to the Megan song. I'm usually the type of person, I'm like, you know, let me see what it's giving, you know, let me see what people are saying, and then I'll go listen to it. So when I finally listened to it, you know, all of those little bits kind of, like, it flew over my head until people started to, like, really break it down. And I feel like a lot of people didn't know about Megan's Law until this song. So when everybody put two and two together and then Nicki went off and she's been going off like, what, 24 minutes after Megan dropped the diss song. And, you know, she could go off. She could do a diss track herself. But I think what is going too far for me that, like, now this is just making this whole situation like sideways, the way that the Barbs are acting. You know, like there are some Barbs, there's majority of Barbs that's holding Nikki accountable, and they're like, Nikki, to be honest, that diss track was whack. But there's Barbs that's sitting here like finding out where Megan's mom is buried. They're calling different celebrities. Like I saw this one Clubhouse, they called up Erykah Badu. And they were like, oh, you friends with Azalea Banks? We about to run up on Azalea Banks, so she better stay inside. Yeah, T, they were going crazy. They were going crazy. Erykah Badu was on the Clubhouse. I don't know how they called her up, but they called her up into the Clubhouse, and they were sitting there talking to her. And they had, like, no respect for Erykah Badu. Like, they were calling her all types of bitches. She was like, all right, that's your second bitch. Like, you're not going to keep calling me out my name. Like, they were disrespecting her so bad.
Well, you know, again, I've always been one to say that you're the people who follow you, right, the people that you influence on social media, I don't care if you're a celebrity, mm-hmm. a person, a rapper, your fan base is a reflection of you. Let's just keep that
right.
real. And a lot of her fans, not all of them, because, you know, there's some Barbs that I do genuinely love and like. But a lot of them are very toxic, and they get that from her. She co-signed for them to do a lot of stuff, you know. And at some point in time, it falls back on her because a lot of things she green lights and she hypes them up and she rewards them, you know, for the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. Like when I was seeing that they were making posts to go desecrate, you know, Megan's mom's grave, I'm like, how did it even get to that point? Like, it should be on blast.
Right.
How did it get to the point where we're, like, calling up, you know, grave sites and cemeteries, and it's just weird.
Yeah, it's so weird, and she has the power to, like, stop it all, but she won't. But another thing to me is kind of like what Marquis was saying on the app is, like, who is around her? Like, why is nobody, like, taking her phone from her, shutting her down off of social media? Like, nobody in her camp has her back. Like, she is straight up spiraling. I remember I posted that on your post. I was like, she is really spiraling and she needs serious help. Like, all jokes aside, she needs help. Like, this is not like Nicki Minaj back in 2008. Like, I don't know who this is at all.
Yeah, it's a mess. Well, thank you so much for calling in, sis. It was good hearing your opinion.
Yes, thank you so much, T. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Let me bring on area code 301. Go ahead and unmute your microphone. Hello? Hello? Okay, they're not ready. All right, area code 773. Hi.
Hey,
your phone's kind of breaking up.
This is Destiny from the Discord.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. What are your opinions on the whole Nicki Minaj, Meg Thee Stallion drama?
This might be better. Sorry. You know what? I feel like at the start, because I honestly feel like Megan, I feel like she throws a lot of rocks and hides her hands. I feel like she did this with the party situation. Because she'll kind of put stuff out there, and a lot of people won't catch it because she's not as blatant as Nicki is. And so I feel like a lot of people have this misconception that this is just, Megan just put out this one little diss, and now Nicki is just going in. I feel like it was probably a mixture of Megan.
Megan has been sending subliminals for a while. They both have been doing it.
Absolutely. And that's what I definitely think it is. But I feel like, and I feel like this is with me too. And I feel like maybe it's just me because I'm getting a little bit personal with it. But when someone talks about my family, whether y'all like Kenneth or not, that's still her husband at the end of the day. She picked him to be her husband. So, I mean, it is what it is. And I feel like Nicki was saying, or people were saying, Megan didn't really have an issue with this until after she kind of linked up with Cardi. And so I feel like due to the situation, I feel like it's a little bit more complex than people are making it just like, oh, okay, Nikki's just going insane for no reason. Nikki is going insane. I don't know what's going on with her. But I really do feel like it's a little bit more to the situation. I feel like we are just trying to I feel like a lot of people are trying to handicap Meg and make it seem like Meg is just this innocent being and she don't do – it's a lot of worshiping of Meg. I see that a lot. Every time the tour situation.
You know, there's no worshiping of Meg on my channel.
Right. Absolutely.
I hold her accountable. Like I said, I have really no dog in fight for either one of these women. But Meg is not innocent. She's done a lot of shady stuff. She's not a girl's girl. But neither is Nikki, you know. And I think – like I said, I'm here for the rat that this is. Like, I liked it, Hiss. I thought Megan did good on that. But, yeah, they've definitely been trading shots at each other for a while now. But I really feel like this more or less stems ever since they hooked up and did Hot Girl Summer. And then Megan left Nikki and then hooked up with Cardi and did WAP. I feel like that is where this originated from. Because like you said, before then, Megan had no problem hanging out with Kenneth Petty and Nicki Minaj. And then also Nicki Minaj had no problem with her until she connected with Cardi B.
And that's the thing that I feel like makes this whole situation really convoluted, because Nicki, I feel like, holds on to a lot of tension. And I feel like it's from the whole Grammy situation and not her not being able to perform on certain sets at certain events. And I feel like she's just feeling like, she's been feeling unappreciated. I feel like, you know, she feels like we don't give her the flowers that she deserves. As far as this diss track goes, she did not do a good job. I was listening to it. I was like, ma'am, I know you tried to do it fast, but it didn't sound good. But as far as Megan's career goes, I feel like she's a really good rapper, but I feel like she needs to switch up her flow. I think the reason why Nicki survived this long period of time is because she switches it up. She does a lot of different types of music. She kind of gets into a lot of different things. And I feel like Megan, she's not going to have as much of a career if she doesn't kind of switch it up for herself. So I just kind of feel like this whole situation can be a lot better if we kept it off of social media and it wasn't so much like dogging of people's deceased loved ones, because I kind of feel like that's a little bit too much. And talk about each other's family is just a little bit too much. So that's kind of how I feel about the situation.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, sis. It was good talking to you.
Yes, congratulations on your new app as well. We love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, she made a good point. She said that, you know, Nikki feels like she doesn't get her flowers. But did Nikki give those same flowers, you know, to Kim? I know people say that she did, you know, thank Kim or pay homage to Kim one or two times. But I just, like, for us who were grown when all this was taking place with her and little Kim, to me, it just looks like it's karma coming back. Because it was a lot of, like, shit talking in 2009, 2010. You know, Kim was old, hang it up. And I think at the time, Kim was only 35. Nikki's 42, if I'm not mistaken. So it's like, people forget, everybody ages. You know, and be blessed to be here. That's why I used to always laugh when even some of her fans would be like, oh, you're old. You need to stop doing YouTube. I'm like, I'm the same age as your fave. If I'm old, Nikki's old. If I'm old, Drake's ass is old. If I'm old, Lil Wayne is old. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with getting older. But the problem is she was really going at Kim hard, you know, saying that she needed to retire. And it seems like now she's getting it back from these young girls. And let's keep it real. We now live in a generation where a lot of these young people, they don't have respect for people aging. Hence why you have 10-year-olds at Sephora trying to get drunk elephant because they don't want to get older. You know, so that energy that you put out there can come back. Let me go ahead and bring on area code 720. Go ahead and unmute your mic. Hello? Okay, y'all make sure y'all are ready. Let me bring on 910. Hello.
Hi, T.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Congratulations on your app. I'm glad we were able to get it. Sorry it crashed, but that shows you how much love your two sippers have for you.
I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So what do you think about all this drama that's going on social media?
I've been hollering for 72 hours. This is sad. This is like when the aunties at the barbecue get drunk and don't know how to act. I felt bad for Nikki. I really did. I'm not team Nikki or team Meg. I'm team put it on wax. And Meg said shots fired, and Nikki came back talking about some pew-pew, and it didn't work. And it just didn't land. And the monologue at the end was just weird and cringy. I was rooting for her. I was hoping for Sheether 2024. I'm hoping for her to come back out hard at her because she had better bars in her Twitter rant on what past 72 hours, and it just did not land. And then you're talking about a part two? I don't think so. I'm not sure what's part two going to be.
I missed that while I've been editing. Who's doing a part two?
That's what Nikki said in the song. She said that her monologue, when it got quiet, I was hoping she was coming for the acapella diss, but she was like, and don't make me drop a part two. I'm about to say, and then she kind of cut off and said, I'm coming with a part two. Ma'am, if you come with the pew-pew, don't come back talking about some, let me go back to the house and get the chopper. You have to come ready. She wasn't ready. She should have waited and get the emotions out of it and go to the studio, go to the lab and be ready. She didn't come at her ready, and she's talking about, I'm going to come at you hard with a part two, and I got receipts and more of this and that. I don't know. I don't know about part two. You lost me on part one with the weird monologue at the end, and you were talking about her. We know she got a foot. We know it's big. We know she got shot in it. We know she fucked Tori, and you said nothing new. You gave us nothing, and I was hoping for a lot more from her. We were rooting for you, and you didn't do it. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it wasn't it for me. I was really hoping she would really do it, and she did not. But good luck to her. I hope her team and people around her are propping her up, but this was not it at all. It was a waste of however many minutes it was, a waste.
Yeah, I really thought she was going to come with some stuff we hadn't heard, especially when she was screaming that she attacked Kelsey. So I'm thinking Kelsey done spilled some tea that we don't know, like behind the scenes, and Kelsey said she ain't never talked to her. So I don't understand, like, the whole rant and everything that went on, like, all weekend, you know, with her. Sad to say.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So she didn't talk to Kelsey, so that was a lie.
No, she didn't.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, she can talk to somebody. Maybe they can help her write a better diss. That wasn't it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on the next caller. We got a lot of people on the line. Right. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Discord.
Yeah, we got like 51 people on the line, so I'm going to give each caller about 5 minutes. Let me go ahead and bring on area code 323. You're on the stage. Hello? All right, make sure y'all are ready. Area code 203.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to speak.
Okay. Area code 865.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you perfectly. How are you?
Hi, T. I'm doing great. I'm Hayo River from the Discord. And I was calling in because I was actually reading a lot of stuff on Reddit today and on the Discord. And one thing that really struck out to me was the album art. And when she posted it, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, this is AI generated. And if you look, it looks so sloppy because you can tell all the text on, like, the album art, it's nonsensical. And so it's very obvious that she didn't even pay an artist for the album art, and I'm talking about Nikki's album. And I'm just wondering, like, why would she do this? Because she said that she had written this a while ago and that she's got, like, 5 more ready. And so it really didn't make sense to me that she had, like, pre-planned this, but she wouldn't even have an actual artist make her album art. And I was thinking, like, what's the difference between what she's doing right now with Megan and what happened with Cardi? because she was very pressed about Cardi, and she never sent her a direct diss track kind of like this. And I can only assume that it's the drugs, like, because she's just, like, with the outro being so unhinged and the fact that, like, she has this AI art on something that seems a little bit slapdash, I just can't think of anything, any other reason why it would be like this.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't even think about that as much with the artwork. But now that I'm looking at it, that does make sense. Like, it seems like it was very rushed. Like, even though she already had the music that she was working on, meaning that she was already prepared to diss Meg, but it's almost like it was definitely rushed, because the fact that she was literally rapping words that she was tweeting made it feel like, let me just hurt and just throw something out there.
Yeah, and I think that, like, you know, like other people were saying, like, she tells everybody that she's the queen of rap, and it makes us think that, like, she would have something that would absolutely blow Megan out of the water. And I think also it looks bad because the part of the rap that Megan's diss track had in it, that she's just like, oh, this is all about me, never referenced her directly. And so a lot of people, I guess, with the optics are kind of making it seem like, oh my gosh, like, this is a, what, 5-second clip that you're very angry about, and apparently have 5 other songs you want to release about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does sound like she's definitely pressed behind this whole thing. But do you think it's just solely because, you know, of what Megan said, or do you feel like it's just been, like, do you feel like it started way back with the whole WAP situation and her and Megan doing that initial song together, the Hot Girl Summer, and her feeling like Meg didn't have any loyalty towards her?
I'm not sure, because I almost feel like this is like a Kanye situation. Like, I really feel like she's losing her mind, because I remember, like, a couple of months ago you did a live stream and you were just trying to show, like, a part of Queen Radio, and you were like, what is she talking about? Like, what is she saying? And I remember, like, watching the clip with you and being like, I have no idea what she's saying. Like, it, I feel like back when, like, Sheether happened with Remy Ma, you know, she came back, and even though she didn't do, like, a whole track by herself, like, she still was coherent on Twitter. Like, half the time when she's ranting, I don't know what she's saying. And, like, I believe that your timeline is incredibly correct. Like, I think that's why she's mad. But I think that, like, her response is not proportional. And I think that if you look at, like, what's going on, I don't think the situation is necessarily different than what happened with Cardi initially, because Meg is the new girl, like, quote unquote, relatively on the scene. I think what really happened is that, like, it just seems like she's losing her mind to me, honestly.
Yeah, even, like, some of her lyrics, like, when she said that Meg was humping on a minor, and I had to, like, literally ask, I'm like, what minor was Meg humping on? I know there's a video of Nicki giving some 13-year-old a lap dance, because that was on Twitter, but I'm like, I don't recall humping on a minor. And then she said something about, how do you fuck your dead mom's man? I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I have no idea what she thought. So either she has some secret receipts that she's not telling us, and like you were saying, like, you know, Kelsey came out and said, I don't know, she didn't talk to me. So unless she talked to the other Kelsey, which had nothing to do with the situation, like, that's why I feel like she's losing her mind. Because the more this has gone on, like, the more unintelligible she has become. So I'm really, like, part of me hopes that, you know, for her own sanity's sake, we can come out and see something, anything, any proof that makes her ramblings make sense. But at this point, she just sounds crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See you in Discord.
Okay. Bye. Okay, let me go ahead. I'm going to bring on some more people. Area code 762. Hello? Okay. Area code 774? Okay, y'all gotta be ready. 720? 720. Okay. 301. Area code 301. Ooh, what is going on? If you want to talk, you should be in here. If you don't want to talk, then don't call in. Just listen. So that way you're not taking slots for people who actually want to talk. Area code 309. Okay, area code 956. 956, are you there? Okay. We have literally 50 people on here. I hope Blog Talk isn't glitching because I can't see everybody just sitting there not having any opinion. Okay, area code 702 or 720, excuse
Hello.
Me, 720. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi, lovely T. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, good. Doing good. Thank you. I would consider myself a Barb. I'm not a diehard Barb. Like, I don't get super crazy about her, but I've definitely looked
yes,
up
I'm
to
glad to hear from a. I'm glad to hear from an official Barb.
Yes, I actually like all the rap girls, like Meg, I love Cardi, I love all of them, and I wish, you know, in a magical world that it wasn't so catty, but I get the rap thing. But it was a bit unfortunate because I've always looked up to Nicki the most since I grew up listening to her, so I always have, a soft spot for her. And I still do love her, but it is kind of unfortunate to see her kind of falling down this way. I don't know if she is on drugs or something is going on, but it definitely seems like it's more than just a situation. I don't know if she's, feeling some way or something behind the scenes, but it's kind of sad to see. I was like, oh, no, Nicki, especially when she came after Meg's mom, I think that was just a super low blow, and it's kind of disappointing to definitely see someone that you would hold higher standards to going that way.
No, I definitely agree. So now how do you feel? Because I know from what I'm seeing, the fan base right now is split. And I remember the last time the Barbs were split was when she first was dating Kenneth. And you had some who were like, whatever, that's who she wants to love. Other people were like, no, this is not cool. And I'm seeing that divide again, where you have some Barbs that are like, we don't care what she puts out, that's Nicki, she's queen, she can do no wrong. And then you have others who are like, I'm done, I'm just done with her, this is just too much. And then you have other ones who are just going super hard, where they're just attacking everybody relentlessly. So how do you feel about just some of the rogue Barbs and why they get like that, why they can't just let it be a song, let it be on wax, they have to do so much on social media?
That's a really good question. I feel like it's because she's a lot of people's childhood star. So, I feel like people are naturally very attached to her. It's kind of like seeing your favorite person that you grew up, listening to. And so I think a lot of people take it really personal when they go after her. And so people just, have that kind of, they don't have a boundary between someone that's famous versus an actual family member that they know, if that makes any sense, because we don't really know her like that. But I think a lot of people just have this attachment to her since she's been around for so long that they just feel like she's family at that point. And I don't know, I feel like some people just get too crazy about famous people, but I feel like that could be why they go so hard. But either way, it's not okay to be, making all these death threats towards people just because they disagree with her.
Yeah, somebody made a good point in the chat. They said because the fan bases, they base their identities in her. So when they see her getting attacked, they feel like they're being attacked in real life as well.
Yes, that makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Beyonce's fan base too and stuff like that. It's definitely dangerous, but yeah, I'm a little sad because I look up to Nicki and it was just wow, to kind of see her this way is very disappointing. And when she first started talking with Kenneth, my family kind of came after me on that because they were like, how are you still going to support her with all this? And even I had to question myself on that. And I feel like around that time I started to like kind of, like I still listened to her, but I kind of withdrew that personal attachment that I had because I was just like, why is she with him? But I tried to look at it from the other perspective, like we don't really know the situation, but at the same time, it is a little questionable, and it's just too much complications. And I feel like this kind of like the camel that or the straw that broke the camel's back for some Nikki supporters. For me, it's just like I probably won't be listening to her music for a while.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in with your perspective. I appreciate it.
Thank you, lovely Tian. Thank you for all you do. You're awesome.
Thank you so much, and you're very welcome. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bring on some more callers. Let's go with air code 404. This is somebody from Atlanta. 404.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, my bad. I didn't know y'all could hear me. I've been on off of mute this whole time.
So okay, what do you think about me?
I am not pleased with Nicki Minaj's response. I'm kind of feeling the way everybody else is feeling, like it's kind of unhinged. And I think she's going low and she's losing herself in the mix, like just through the music, all the tweeting and all the back and forth and ranting and hollering and screaming and replaying the same bar, the whole Bigfoot thing that she kept replaying on that live for like 30 minutes was crazy. And honestly, I feel like she has been a little bit off since Cardi stepped into the scene. When they had their whole set, I feel like Nicki just kind of went downhill from there. And then all the other rap girls coming in, it's just like too much pressure. She feels like she can be the only one. And I was there in the beginning when it was just Nicki Minaj year after year winning all those BET and all of that stuff. And now that she has competition, she's trying to make it seem like nobody can compete with her, but they really can. But you kind of like throw your weight around and try to make them feel inferior. And then your fan base is cuckoo as hell. So it's like a whole bunch of people dogpiling onto one person, and it's like nobody else is kind of chiming in because it's like Cardi wouldn't chime in, you know, to defend Meg. I'm not expecting that. But it's kind of like if somebody came at you, like how Nicki has come at all of these girls and flipped on them from Latto to Cardi to all the other girls, it's like I feel like they all should link up and jump on her because – She don't really have nothing else to come at them with. And her choices to me are just very sketchy. Like, I feel like she has a thing for sexual offenders. Like I was just saying in the green room, it's like she married one. She grew up with one, and then she was doing songs with 6ix9ine when all that stuff was going on with him. So it's like, why does she keep attaching herself to people like this or, you know, making her company around these type of people?
That is very true. You know, that's a strange energy to even want around you. And I think, I don't know, I just feel like she's definitely not in a happy space. You know, and I don't follow everything she does. You know, like I said, I'm no big fan of hers. I like a lot of her older music. Like, you know, I still love a lot of the work that she's done in the past. Pink Print One, even like the Queen album. But when you see somebody who's supposed to be, you know, the queen of just whatever they call themselves the queen of, and they're sitting day in, day out on like station head or ranting and raving on Twitter, it's like, what is going on in your personal life that you have this much attention to give to the internet?
I don't know. And that's why I feel like if it's not something mental, it has to be drug abuse, or if she got some type of spirit that's on her that she needs to shake off so she can get back to her true self. Because it's just been these past couple of years, it's like she's, even when she changes her voice, I hate that. When she starts sounding like a child, that it just freaks me out. And I hate when she puts that on the record. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm just not feeling Nicki Minaj as a whole. Like, I want the old Nicki back, the Young Money Nicki. Like, I feel like that Nicki is long gone and only exists in those old songs.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was good getting your perspective as well.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me go ahead and bring on area code 909. 909, are you there? All right, area code 786. 786. Area code 443. He was calling out a damn. Oh no, what type of Bluetooth he was on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi P, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. So I did just want to weigh in just a little. I feel like Nicki is getting her karma. I'm one of those who was around when Nicki first hit the scene. I'm only about 27, so I'm well aware of the evolution of Nicki. And she very much did this to Lil' Kim and tried to make Lil' Kim feel like she was just this old, bitter has-been, and it's time for you to, you know, bow out gracefully so I can take your throne. And when it comes to Megan, I feel like Megan is the only one who can basically is a threat to her, and is the only one who can go toe-to-toe with her, and she can't take it. She's used to, quote-unquote, humbling the other girls, and she can't handle it this time. And I'm really liking how a lot of people are really starting to see Nicki for who she was. I've been seeing it when it came to the Cardi situation. I was like, oh, Nicki just doesn't want people to do better than her. Like, you're okay when you're coming up and kissing her tail and you're doing good, but you can't do better than her. And like, a lot of the antics that she's doing is just, over the weekend I've been just cackling at it, because it's just, it's coming off very unhinged and mentally unwell. And the whole diss track that she came up with was just a mess. And I feel like for you to be that triggered by just one bar, and for you to be the quote-unquote queen of rap and come with that very lackluster diss track is just proving a lot of people's point about you at this point. But she's always giving off mean girl energy for me anyway.
Yeah, I definitely feel like at one point she was the only one for so long, she doesn't want to share that. You know, and that was the difference between the old school female rappers, is that, yeah, we had Lil' Kim, but we also had Foxy, we had Queen Latifah, we had Left Eye. You know, we had so many, and not saying that, you know, we know there was beef between Foxy and Lil' Kim, but they still got along with the other girls. Even if they didn't get along, they got along with the other girls. But I just, for me, I'm on the outside looking in, and it's like everybody that Nicki ends up collabing with, she ends up falling off with them. I mean, the whole Coil Erase situation, you know, Meg Thee Stallion, things like that. And then I'm even hearing rumbles that her and Doja Cat, there's some issues there. And I remember I asked about a year ago, I was asking the Barbs that were in my chat, like, why are we now calling Doja Cat Doja Rat? Like, what is going on behind the scenes? Why is she not being called Doja Rat when she literally, you know what I'm saying, put Nicki jumped on her song? And that Say So song really helped, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow, all of a sudden now is Doja Cat the bad guy. So that's my issue. It's like, it's always that type of drama.
It's always the other person, too. It's never her. She's the victim. Everybody's out to get her. You know, she's just this lovable individual that everybody just wants to attack. You know, it's like, girl, bye. You're not the victim.
Somebody said in the chat, Doja Cat be throwing rocks and hiding her hands. Doja be dissing all the girls and be acting like she's not diss and be acting like she's dissing the critics. I have heard that too.
Yeah. But yeah, that was just my 2 cents.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. It was good talking to you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Somebody said Kim may have had beef, but she never stopped other women from working with folks that she didn't like. That's a good point. Because I know a lot of people have said that they feel like that's why Ice Spice is kind of caught in the middle. It's like she's trying to keep Ice Spice under her thumb. I don't know how true that is, but people feel like on the outside looking in, that's why Ice Spice is like really, you know, hanging close to Nicki. Because I remember when Sexy Red, there were rumblings that she's supposed to be doing a song with either, I think, Cardi or Megan or somebody. And people were, like, really upset because Nicki had jumped on the remix of her song. So it's almost like once Nicki works with some of these females, they're forced to pick a side. So let me go ahead and they said, I sound like I'm calling out bingo numbers. Let's try here. Area code 775. Hello, hi.
Hi, T.
How are you?
I'm doing good. So let me go ahead and hurry up and say what I got to say. For starters, that diss track from Meg, she came for Nicki's entire existence. I haven't heard a diss like that since Remy dropped Sheether. I mean, she really was not playing around, and I was like, damn. And then I was like, all right, let's see what Nicki is going to do. And then my friends and I, we listened to that diss track.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, she needs help. Like this, I don't know if it's drugs or maybe something mental, but I'm like, she legit needs some type of help. Like I am genuinely concerned. And, you know, I feel like a lot of this does stem from the whole, you know, Meg working with Nicki, but I also find it that it's just like how you said, you know, because when you really think about it, when Nicki like first came to the scene, she really didn't have competition. So it's just like you said, she's just been, you know, that girl for so long. She just doesn't know how to share the spotlight. And then when I'm sitting here listening to Nicki's diss track and she's sitting there talking about like, you know, Megan's dead mother. And I'm just like, you know, I'm the type of person, if you have a beef with me, your beef is with me and only me. Keep anybody out of it, especially relatives and stuff like that. Like, I get it. She kind of came for her husband, you know, so I can definitely understand that. But I'm like, also, you have to remember, Nicki, don't you remember disrespecting Remy Ma, how you basically called her a terrible mother and how, like, you know, like a mom's not going to take care of her son? So I really feel like all of this stuff that's happening to her, it's all of that energy that she put out, and it's finally taking a full 360 and it's coming back at her and she just doesn't know how to handle it.
That's a really good point because she's definitely brought up people's families before and said lowbrow stuff as well.
Yeah, and it's like all of this energy you put out, you're getting back. And it's just like I tell people, stop dishing what you can't hash.
Yeah. No, that's the truth because all of these rap girls love to dish it and, you know, pop off and pop their shit. Then the second they get it back, then it's, you know, they're victims. They're all victims. So I know you don't get to play victim every time something doesn't feel good to you, you know, but
yeah.
I feel like she has. She's done a lot over the years to a lot of people and especially, and even like with this whole collaborating with other females to me, sometimes even comes off as disingenuous because before Cardi really started working with the other girls and, you know, other girls were also collaborating with each other, Nicki didn't collaborate with people like that unless it was like Young Money or other men. You didn't see her like doing collaborations back then with Trina. I know her and Trina had that whole situation, what, like 2 years ago, but I'm talking about when she was like really popping. She wasn't going back and back out to these other female rappers. She wasn't working with female rappers like Eve or Missy. It was just about her.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel
I
like
find it.
Working with these rap girls, it's only because now it's okay for the rap girls to work with each other instead of it just being about that one person.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like Megan, you know, I like Megan, you know. My thing is, like, I grew up with Nicki. Like, I remember when she first came out. I miss the old Nicki. That's the Nicki I love and I miss. But, you know, Megan doesn't kind of help because, you know, she's very, very messy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest, just from what I've seen, like, she really is messy. Like, how she just, what you call them? She's an agent of chaos. And, like, I just feel like she just wants to be liked so bad, and she just tries so hard. And it's like, just be yourself, because now you sitting here getting caught up in all of this unnecessary shit.
Mhm. And that's always just been, like, my issue with her. She's an agent of chaos, and then, you know, she likes to rewrite history. And
mm-hmm.
when you're somebody who doesn't receive, I can't take to you who just try to rewrite history like we weren't there watching everything play out step by step. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to do that. You know, so that's my issue. Rewrite history, and then she's just the total victim and everything. And it's like, no, that's not how it went, but, you know, whatever. And that's the problem with, like, a lot of these girls. They do. They try and rewrite history, even with Nicki, you know. She tries to rewrite
mm-hmm.
history at times too. And that whole little Kim thing, to me, that's just what I keep referring back to, because that's what this looks like with all of these girls, even with her and Lotto going back and forth, and Lotto calling her, what'd she say, a super freaky granny and all that stuff. You caused him worse, you know?
Yeah. I'm just sitting back and enjoying this, because I'm like, at this point, it's really the fans that have the beef right now, because I'm like, the Barbs are coming out the dream house. You see the stallions galloping across the internet. This is a mess, and I'm here for it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your opinion.
Thank you, and congrats on the app. I downloaded it as soon as I heard about it, and I'm looking forward to that announcement, that 1 million party, because I really want to come to that one.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right, we have another 404 area code. Go ahead and unmute your microphone. 404. All right. What y'all scared to not talk? Why are y'all not talking? Y'all are so scared to give y'all's opinion on this? Are y'all scared of the Barbs? Let me bring on area code 216. 216.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hey. Oh, my God. this is my first call in. I'm kind of nervous. But my biggest thing with this whole situation is, like, I grew up on Nicki, and, you know, like, I was never, like, a fan, but it's just so crazy to see, like, her spiral in this way. And I think the reason why she's really spiraling is because she knows that Megan can go bar for bar with her. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like it's so funny saying, like, oh, she got a part two coming. Bruh, she did not have no part two. Before y'all was giving y'all, like, when she released that was her part two. She thought she ate. And then people, you know, gave her the feedback. And she's like, oh, part two, though. Part two coming soon. No, girl. You just take the L. And I don't think she's so, like, I feel like she should have stopped while she was ahead. And I think the tweeting, like, threw her off for sure. And at this point, her only thing is that Megan's tall. Like, she's calling her tall. And it's just like, bro, that's not even a dig for real, because that's her whole thing. Like, you can't really diss Megan, because Megan is honest about her, like, everything she does. And it's really ridiculous to me to see this happening to somebody who's supposed to be the greatest, the queen. I don't know.
I don't understand, like, the constant jabs at her height and size, because she's really tiny. Like, I can see the top of her head when I stand next to her. She's very, very short. She's like 5'1". So imagine if somebody just rapped all day, like, you're short, you're a shrimp, you're short, you're, you know what I mean? It's like,
it
that's just her.
It gives Pygmisa, like,
there's nothing wrong with being short. That's just how, you know, people are built.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like that's such an issue, her height and size. It's very strange.
I feel like that's a pick-me thing, though, because she's like, I'm short, you're tall, you have big feet. Like, okay, girl, who are you, what's that supposed to prove? Because Megan still gets men. Like, what are you trying to say with that? Like, it's weird. But, oh, and also Naya Athena from the Discord. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was good talking to you.
Good talk to you, too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let me go ahead and bring on area code 202.
Hey, T, this is Lauren. I spoke to you, Lauren. I'm from Baltimore.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember me from when you had the green room on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah. What I wanted to say about the whole Megan and Nicki thing, both of them not innocent in the sense. Both of them throw rocks, how they hang, throw jazz at each other. But I come from the 90s, so when she spoke about her, like, her deceased mother, that really didn't bother me. Maybe it was distasteful for other people, but you had people talking about killing kids, making sure they four-fours don't, you know, your kids won't grow.
Yeah,
and
hit them up.
About people's mamas back then. So, yes, so all that is just, you know, that's just, if you rapping, you rapping. You can't, it's no, oh, you can't say this or you can't say that in rap. So that really didn't bother me. But that big, it was trash. Like, I was thinking she might have came out like Remy Ma or something with a sheet there or something. Like, you rapped over a beat with all your tweets. And Megan set up a nice pick and roll when she spoke to the Breakfast Club because she was like, a hit dog will holler. Nicki been hollering for 3-4 days now and has not stopped. So Nicki basically let Megan bait her and took it, and now she's looking like a fool. But like she told Lil' Kim back then, hang it up flat screen, she just need to go ahead about her business because now on Twitter she getting exposed with her financials and
it's
crazy.
I saw that lawyer. Because they said, you know, when people start, you know, crashing out like this, like I always tell y'all, the money ain't money right now in a lot of industries. And so there, I don't know if y'all heard, but there's this lawyer. She went and did like a discovery or something on like Nicki's finances. And they're saying like all of her music got liens on it with the bank and whatever she makes from her tour is going back to the bank. She's not even getting any money off her tour. So now it makes me feel like now that this woman has found all this financial stuff on Nicki, is Nicki projecting onto Meg? Because remember, she keeps calling Meg broke and saying she ain't got no money. Just
she
like that Luna.
Buy her.
Remember the brick lady was saying all that stuff about that girl online, but she was really talking about herself? That's how I'm kind of feeling with this situation.
Yeah, because Nicki even said in the Bigfoot joint that she'll go ahead and buy her catalog when you don't even own your catalog. And I think it was like a couple years ago, Lil Wayne had sold part of her catalog, Drake and all them. So you're in the same position she kind of in, so you have no room to talk. And I hope Lil Kim is like sitting back right now just laughing because everything that she did back then is coming back to haunt her.
Yeah. I remember Missy telling her, well, didn't say her name, but when Missy was on the Breakfast Club, I might have put that clip a few years ago, and she was saying, you know, we all age, and you wouldn't want the next generation coming up behind you and, you know, not showing you any respect and paying you any homage. You know, Missy says that, and I think that's why these rap girls are like, we don't care. We don't have to, you know, keep kissing your ass and paying you homage every other tweet for what? We're doing our own thing.
And
it's a lot easier for these rap girls nowadays anyways to get put on. Nicki did have to put in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? And I get that. You know, it's always harder for, like, the generation before, right? So, like, even us coming from the 90s, things were a lot harder for us. Like, we had to, like, really be out there in the cold and snow jumping on the city bus. And, you know, now these kids can call Ubers. You don't see kids walking through the hood, through the block no more, deep going to the mall. They're all jumping in Ubers. If we didn't get no ride from our parents, you had to foot it through the snow. So it's like every generation works a little bit harder, just like with Nicki, she really has to get it out the mud and, you know, grind and do mixtapes and hope to get seen. Whereas you have a Sexy Red, she's just rapping about her booty hole, and now she's viral and getting all types of nominations. So I think, do you think that maybe that might be where some of the anger and bitterness is coming from? Because these new girls, they're definitely able to get put on a lot easier and even make a bigger bag. Because think about the money that Cardi, Sexy Red, Rosilla, and a lot of these new girls are making right off the rip. Nicki wasn't getting that right off the rip when she first started, you know?
I do think that does play a big part, too, because, like, you really, all you have to do is have a phone and access to the internet now. Back then, you really had to, like, you know, it wasn't easy to get your run into the label, getting people to notice you. Like, you can go viral off of anything, and you can be a rap star. Like, a lot of people, like, look at Cardi B and how she was able to get on Love & Hip Hop, and she blew up from there. Back then, that wasn't so easy either. So it was like the access that we have now, or they have now, we didn't have that back then. So I feel like Nicki is kind of like upset about that, because she really had to work on her craft and, you know, really put it, you know, foot and boots to grind. But I also would say is, too, a lot of people are starting to see that maybe Safari was writing them raps for, because the way she's coming out and releasing music now.
Yeah, I've been seeing that too, that a lot of people feel like he was like the main one, you know, helping out, you know, not saying that she didn't write or anything like that. But yeah, I think a lot of the new girls bother her because it's a lot lazier that, you know, they're being honest and saying, who cares? I have party writing. I have such and such writing. Yep, I have ghostwriters. Who cares? As long as it's a hot track. Whereas, you know, back in the day, you really had to have skills. You were supposed to be using your own pen. These were supposed to be your own words. But, you know, her own homeboy, Drake, he got ghostwriters. So at this point, this whole industry, is anybody really even writing their stuff anymore?
Not really, because they write for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have one more thing I want to say. She doesn't have any real friends. But her friends, even her husband, they should be grabbing that phone from her and telling her to go to sleep, calm down, stay off the internet for a couple of days, and then get yourself together and come back, because this rant, it does look like it's drug fuel or mental breakdown, but she needs to have real friends on her, because, and a real husband in her corner, because it's looking terrible, and somebody just needs to tell her just to put it down, relax, walk away, instead of being a bunch of yes men and egging her on.
I definitely agree that she does need more people in her corner helping her out. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Ms. Baltimore. It's good talking to you.
All right. Thank you. Good talk to you, too.
Okay. Good night. Thank you so much. I love those Baltimore accents. They always be like, to you and you. You that girl. Every time I meet people from Baltimore, they be like, you that girl from YouTube. I love them Baltimore accents. All right, let me go ahead and bring on area code 845.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi. So I'm not even going to intro it because I have so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I agree with everybody when it comes to this situation, because me and my friends have talked about this for 2 days straight. I'm so sick of it, but I'm so passionate about it because I love music. Nicki pissed me off because it kind of reminds me of when Pusha T dissed Drake back in the story of Adidon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about this earlier on how even though Drake, quote-unquote, threw the first shot or whatever, and in this case I see Nicki as Pusha in the sense of where they are, Pusha made a record and talked and exposed up and down Drake, left and right, talk about every single person Drake ever cared about. And that's what I was expecting Nicki to do, since she was talking about she got receipts, she got this and that, this, and we just get Bigfoot. And I don't really see how this is going to help her in the long run, but whatever, right? Because it's all about the money. She got all of this titles and stuff over it because she's probably pissed off that Megan is making so much money off of one bar about her situation with her husband. And it's just ridiculous. And I just wish she put more effort into the record. Like, why is it? What is mentioned so many times? I just wanted the receipts about apparently what she has about Megan's mother, because she said something about the lies pertaining to your mother on the song. Put that on the record. I don't want your tweets. I can read them on the internet for free.
Right. We want a music.
We want the receipts that you keep talking about. And another thing, too, I was the half person brought up Cheaper, because I was also looking at that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper was, like, one of the better disses to Nicki that I've heard, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And even she didn't have a response to that, just like, well, a real one, just like how Drake didn't have a real response to Pusha T when he exposed him on the song about having a child. He never truly addressed it.
He had Jay Prince fight his battles. Remember, Jay Prince got
it. This is what Nicki's probably doing with her bars, just sending them out, doing everything, and she gives us nothing. And we just want, like, a sliver at least, and not the cracked-out rants that she's doing on social media. I can't stand when she talks.
Mm-hmm.
This is too much. We want better for her, but she's not going to give it to us. I think she's just freaked out and over with. And I think there was something on, like, the recent video you did when you were showing all the TikToks about how apparently the people in her neighborhood don't want her family to be in the same neighborhood anymore because mm-hmm. of her husband. So maybe that's also what's really getting her into the drugs. But, hey, what do we know?
Yeah, I think ever since they got together, it's really affected her a lot. I think it's affected, you know, business, her home life, you know, so, which is unfortunate. But I think, like, it's just affected her and hasn't been in a good way, unfortunately.
It's just so sad to see her like this. It's honestly so sad. We all basically, like, watched her grow and blossom, and only for her to just fully deteriorate from our eyes, it's very sad.
Mhm. Somebody in the chat said that they are petitioning Nicki to move. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably freaking her out because they are somewhat in a power to do that, which is a lot for her to do because a lot of moving is horrible, let alone for a celebrity that now your address is on a sex offender list forever because you married this person.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she wants to do to get her frustration out, it's clearly on Megan today. It'll probably be on somebody else tomorrow. But I don't think we're going to get another good record from any of this beef because for whatever reason, somebody said you cannot get a proper beef from Young Money ever. Besides Little Wayne. And I'm like, yeah, sounds about right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad we're able to hear your opinion on the situation.
Thank you. It was my first time calling, so I was nervous. That's why I kept talking fast.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Okay, we got a few more calls here. So I'm going to keep going down the list. Let me go ahead and bring on area code 443. Hello? Area code 845. Area code 346.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Yeah, so regarding Nikki and Megan, there's so much evidence that Nikki was ready to respond. And I think that part of the reason why she's going crazy is because she's been steaming like all of 2023 to go back at Megan. And then Megan held everything back until the beginning of this year. And now Nikki's like a top and just spinning and going off everywhere because she was held down for too long. And like for her fans, you're sitting there looking like, this is what you came out with. Why were you ready with the good foot artwork? Why were you ready for all of this stuff? And then it's poor. So I think somebody else had brought up like, you know, your ex-boyfriend maybe was either you were able to bounce off of him with the lyrics and make things better. But if you were really ready for like a year, you should have had much better responses for everything. But all you look is just pressed and worried. Like Megan is living her hot girl life. She can bounce around the world and be in everybody's award show, and you can't show up to anything and pretty much do anything because of your issues. And now you're not even demonstrating your skills. When it's time for you to demonstrate your skills, what is this mess? What is this?
Yeah. And I think, too, what's so interesting, like you were saying, is that, you know, these girls are half her age. They're more free. Yep. They don't have kids, you know. They don't really have no responsibility. I mean, Cardi has her, too, but for the most part, Megan don't have kids. Lotto don't have kids, you know, so they're kind of free to just live their life.
You know, it's bad that when Nikki came out, she was reflecting on other people's age, but you're not even aging well. All of your, you can tell she was the spoiled person that maybe had a sugar daddy. So her whole thing is like based on childhood, like all of her colors and all the way she acts. And like I think somebody else said her voice changes to be a child. She obviously was someone that was very spoiled, so she needed attention. So her being the favorite, either the favorite daughter or the favorite child, is what got her attention, and she's kind of stuck there mentally, and she can never get out of there. She can never leave it. So now she has to be around everybody else that, number one, supports her and gives her attention, and then, number two, allows her to be a baby still. Because that's what she feels like she needs. So it's you know, I don't want to say it's embarrassing, but I mean, how do you rep that? How do you support that if you're a Barb? Like, and he's like, oh, your main fave is a permanent baby. It's gross. I'm going to say it. I am embarrassed. Like, girl, no, sit down somewhere. You're not eating. You're not serving. You have months to come up with something. I would have been practicing everything and like been ready for Megan. If she even said a little bit of thing about me, I would have been ready. I have months. Your baby is aging. You know, your husband was seen going off at the Offset, hanging around with other people. So it's not like y'all are, you know, tucked up into each other like that. So you have nothing but time and hours to like be ready. She couldn't have came at me. Megan, I'd have stomped her with my good foot. Like, that's how I would have responded. I'm Nicki Minaj. You going to know my name. You going to respect that name. What is this mess? This mess. It's not even good. It's not profitable. How are you making money off this? So anyway, yeah, thank you for allowing me to speak. I appreciate it. I hope you always feel better and just take care of yourself well. You enjoy your new house, your kids are just glorious and shiny, and I just hope the best for you.
Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it, and thank you for taking time out to call in.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, we all expected more from this track. And the thing is, there were so many things that she really could have went in on Megan about. That she could have really put into that track. Instead of ranting about it, she really could have made it into a flow. But, yeah, she just chose to go on her big foot, I guess. All right, let me go ahead and bring on, because yeah, we're going to get ready to get up out of here in a second. Let me bring on area code 323. Go ahead and unmute your mic. You're on the stage. 323.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. How are you?
Hi, babe. How are you doing?
Good. Who is this?
This is Malibu, and I have something to say.
Oh, yeah, Malibu Dollface from YouTube is calling in. So what do you think about all of this drama that's been going on with the whole Nicki Meg situation?
Well, Nicki's been coming at Meg ever since Meg worked with Cardi for WAP. And we who got, you know, some sense have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Nicki does. She pays fake love to these girls that she really don't like. As long as you are beneath her, Akbar, Malibu Mitch, Katie Got Bands, you know, JT, she loves you. The moment you start prospering, all of a sudden you become a problem. She starts throwing shade at you. But Nicki is a very calculating individual, and she's been doing this, and I've been telling you motherfuckers this, and she and Lil' Kim got into it. She will show you fake love that the general public can see, and then she'll sit on Twitter and like shit from her fans that are talking shit. If you go to her like page right now, she liking hella shit about Doja Cat and fucking Ice Spice, what they do to her. Yeah, they were successful, and now they don't need her, and now she feels away. This whole situation with Megan started because when Meg was on that live with her, Megan was being shady towards Cardi, talking about, yeah, girl, I'm gonna call you out, Meg, because I love you, girl. You killed her, but we going to call a thing a thing. I'm about to go right. So Nicki thought she had a friend because she thinks that Cardi is the reason why she's no longer in favor. Cardi decided to be a grown woman and call Meg for WAP and probably sat down and had a real grown woman conversation and said, well, you know, do we have any problems? Meg probably was like, no, I was being childish. I shouldn't have did it. And they made history. Nicki can't do that because she's so worried about everybody else and what they're doing. She can't do something great either. So now she's upset and mad at Megan because let's not forget, right after they did Hot Girl Summer, Meg got awarded for Woman of the Year, and who was up clapping for her? So what exactly happened? If you had an issue with your husband and her flirting with your husband, then my question is why you didn't check her then? Why would you clap for her and promote the song after? What was the issue? The only thing that happened after that was motherfucking WAP. So at this point, she's been wanting an issue with Meg, and Meg was ignoring her, and now she finally got it. Because let's be clear, Nicki said four names. Meg said none, yet and still only one person was up for 4 days on a coke vendor yelling and screaming about how she gonna fuck her up and her dead mama. So if it didn't apply, shouldn't you just let it fly? If you wasn't, if you didn't care about her, we've been waiting for you. She still has not told us what her issue is with Meg. If you notice, she still ain't said what the issue is.
Yeah, the only thing I could gather from what she said in one of her lives or whatever on Station Head is that Meg was flirting with her husband. I'm like,
so
well, when
Meg
did
was flirting with her husband, so why would you promote Meg after that? Why would you promote the song after that? Why, if you the queen of rap and you that girl and you wish a bitch would, you didn't check that hoe when she did it in front of your motherfucking face? Why did it all of a sudden take for her to get on motherfucking WAP for now you to start talking? Girl, you know what it is. You mad because that girl has told you it is what it is. It's up and it's stuck. You don't want none of that. You sit up for four motherfucking days and ran your mouth about nothing and told us everything you was going to say, and that's why that damn track is trash. And she did the same thing she did with Sheether. When Sheether came out, what did she do? She ran her ass over there to Nas and got on her knees so he could take that shit down. What's she doing now? Oh, Megan said something about Megan's Law. No, she should go over there and get sued. But let's not talk about the Columbine motherfucking shit you was talking about I'm killing these hoes. Columbine, what about all those kids who died? Since you care so much. You love Michael Jackson, but then you say you killing these bitches, Popofall? No? Okay, then. So let's not do that. If we going to call a thing, then let's do it. I find it funny that she's so morally great and she's so wonderful and she cares about people, yet and still you talking about a girl's deceased mama. And she said, ain't said shit about your motherfucking daddy that was a goddamn speed bump, girl. And it's only one of these women who got kids. And it's the one who motherfucking over here with the goddamn child that she hell even talked to. Okay, girl. So like I said, Nikki been wanting this. She got what she wanted. You've been waiting for her. You couldn't have been waiting too long, sis. It's not possible. Not with the shit you just turned in.
Yeah, she been wanting.
You pushed it back. You pushed it back as if you had to add something to it.
Because it was supposed to come out at 3 p.m. and it didn't come out till what, damn near 11? Past 11 o'clock?
I don't know where she got that 1996 porn beat from, but she need her ass whooped. Because that shit is a mess. What the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be the queen of rap. You're supposed to keep one in the fucking chamber, bitch, and you don't even have that. See, this woman just lies too much. She just keeps lying. And then when somebody call you out on the lie, all of a sudden you getting blocked now. Every time a Barb say something and call her out on something she said she was going to do, now all of a sudden they getting blocked. Shut up.
What did you think about the Kelsey situation when she claimed that she had all this tea from Kelsey? And Kelsey was in the DM talking about, I've never talked to this woman.
Like I just said, Nicki Minaj is a known liar. She does this. Remember when she got into it with Cardi and what did she say? Oh, my cameraman got this, the footage and we're going to put the footage out. And then somebody was like, okay, put it out. I'll give anybody $100,000 if they can give me the footage. Somebody said, you just said you had it. Actually, for the slow ones in the back, I was talking about from the venue. No, bitch, what it was is you ran your mouth and you wanted to act like you was really winning when you wasn't. That's what it was. So don't believe nothing. Why would Kelsey talk to her? What reason would Kelsey have to discuss anything with her? Kelsey would like to move on with her life, and this is the only bitch who's still stuck here. Everybody's moving on. Tory's toupee has grown out and everything. Everybody's moving on. So why are you still talking about this? And again, what does this have to do with you? You said you had an issue with her. You said she was a problem. You said she did something, but yet you still talking about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. So she wanted a problem. That's what this is. She wanted a problem. And she got it. But see, she wasn't ready because when she initially was throwing shade, Meg was not responding. So she didn't think Megan was going to say anything. And her ass was over there, girl, leaning to the side and wasn't expecting for that motherfucker to hit. But she was over there listening because she was the first bitch on IG Live to be talking about it. Queen.
One thing Malibu going to do, he going to get it off his chest, honey.
Girl, I'm sick of her. She keep messing with these girls, T. She's been doing this for years. We keep watching this happen. You are too fucking old to be sitting here starting shit. And before y'all start with the, well, y'all better hope y'all get to 40, she was calling Little Kim old and fucking wrinkled when Little Kim was 30 fucking five. So y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all forgot about that, right? That Keisha Cole song at the end, she said, old ass bitch. So, yeah, light her old ass up. Your motherfucking son damn near five, bitch. Go outside. I know you can't go far with the daddy, but go outside. You old. I wish the fuck I would be a 41-year-old millionaire marrying a fucking sex offender and having kids with him and then got the nerve to be talking about somebody else's pussy. Girl, she done lost her mind. Let me go. Let me motherfucking go. I love y'all much.
We love you, Malibu. Thank you for calling in. Oh, you chose no violence this evening. You chose straight up violence,
too. Very much so. And any of you motherfucking baby roaches who want it, bitch, you know where it's at. Come get it.
Here on Twitter, bitch.
All day. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too, Malibu. Thanks for calling
in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Dog chose violence, honey. Yeah, I know he's going to keep it 100. He was like, uh-uh, this is a topic. I got something to say. Oh, he chose violence. That was a really good way to end the show. The chat is going crazy. Discord is going crazy. Oh, my goodness. When he said even Tory's toupee done grew out, oh, my gosh, I lost it. I had to put myself on mute real quick. Wow, this has been a wonderful show, you guys. I'm so glad y'all were able to tune in. Everybody's able to call in with their opinion and how they felt on the situation. You know, like I said, she's still on Twitter right now. She's still going. It is damn near 10 o'clock at night. She is still going on Twitter right now.
asking folks to give her the hardest lines in the song. And so it looks like she's going to just keep on, you know, probably to the end of the week. Today's Monday. She's going to keep on. She's going to be, it'll be February. She'll still be talking about this whole situation. It's going to be interesting to see if Meg ends up responding back on Wax, you know, to this song, or she just continues ignoring her because she knows that, you know, Hiss is doing what he needs to do. So it will be very, very interesting. But y'all, thank you guys so much for y'all's patience, for coming over here to Blog Talk Radio after the app crashed. I appreciate y'all. So like I said, once we get everything fixed up with the app, we will be doing these call-in shows once a week like we were doing before about just different topics, viral topics, things like that. So I really enjoy these shows. I really enjoy y'all calling in and stating y'all's opinion. So I hope everybody has a good night. I know people got to get up. It's getting late. So good night, everyone. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all for coming through and spending this evening with me. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.